going along with what you're saying about Tartarus, could it be considered that the angels that are chained up there might be on an equal level of evilness, if not greater than Satan? What's the point of having them confined? As you mentioned that earlier.
Well, every question you ask has some verse attached to it, and the verses that would be attached to that are Genesis 6 and Jude chapter 1. And what it says in the Bible, and I'll just grab it here. Let me get there. Jude. I love this. You know, every Sunday night at our church, for a decade, we just had question and answer. And people would line up at the microphones, and I love doing this. But this is what it says. Jude chapter 1, verse 6. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. And then he starts talking about Sodom and Gomorrah in verse 7. Sodom and Gomorrah? We're talking about angels, and all of a sudden he talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, and he says in verse 7, as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in similar manner. Now we realize that, to answer your question, the angels in this lower part are down there because they broke the rules. And somehow, in Genesis 6, it says that they contaminated humanity. Remember, Jesus didn't die for angels. He died for humans. And somehow, they were, it says in both Jude, 2 Peter, and Genesis, they were co-mingling with humans. And so there's a lot of speculation about that. All we know is this. It says, verse 6, the ones who did not keep their proper domain. So they were registered in the domain of angels, you know, fallen angels. And they slid down into the domain of humans. We already know that demons can inhabit humans. They can possess them. And it appears that in their possession, they were getting involved with altering humanity. And so God said, enough's enough. At the flood, he took all those angels involved in that contamination, and he locked them up down here in Tartarus or Tartarus or this prison house. Now, the question that you said is, are they as evil as Satan? I think they're all malignant. However, Satan is more powerful, but I don't know if Satan is more evil. I think evil is basically, they are like John 8:44 says, like their father, the devil. He's a murderer, doesn't abide in the truth. That's what all the demons are like. And that's what all of us are like at birth. We're fallen into sin. They just have had thousands of years to amplify their sin. And these extra rebellious ones are chained up. The rest of them are pretty busy up here on earth, shooting those fiery darts and confusing us. Okay.